Chapter 34. Glass. The colony was eerily quiet, even for 1 in the morning. Glass didn't see anyone else as she dashed through the dark hallways, lit only by the dim glow of the blue emergency lights along the floor. She'd slipped out after her mother had finally gone to bed, and now she tried to banish the image of her mother waking up and finding Glass gone. The hurt and horror that would contort her delicate features, just as they'd done countless times over the past 2 years. Glass would never forgive herself for the pain she'd caused her mother, but she didn't have a choice. She had to get to Walden, and to Luke. She paused on the landing to F deck, straining her ears for footsteps, but she heard nothing except the sound of her own ragged breath. Either the guards were on patrol in some other part of Phoenix, or they'd all been banished back to Walden and Arcadia, where they wouldn't steal any more of the air that had been reserved for Phoenician lungs. Glass darted down the unfamiliar corridor, straining her eyes for the telltale silver gleam of an air vent. Nearly at the bottom of the ship, F deck was mostly devoted to storage. The air vent she'd crawled through after she'd escaped the dropship had led to the F deck on Walden. She just hoped that the same applied on Phoenix. Slowing to a walk, she scanned the walls for an opening, feeling dread seep into her with each step. What if she'd been wrong about the layout? Or perhaps the vent had once connected Walden and Phoenix, but it had been filled long ago. Then a glint of metal caught her eye, and the tension building in her chest was swept away by excitement and relief. She quickly rose onto her toes, reaching for the edge of the grate, but it was too high up. She let out a frustrated sigh and turned to survey the hallway. None of the doors were marked, but they didn't seem to be protected by retina scanners. She grabbed the nearest handle and yanked. It groaned open, revealing a dark supply closet. Glass's eyes settled on a small barrel, which she rolled out into the hallway. She stepped on top, removed the grate, and pulled herself up into the shadowy space. Glass thought briefly of her last crawl through an air shaft, how the metal walls had seemed to press in on her from all sides, and shivered, reaching for her back pocket. At least this time she'd brought a flash beam. She directed the feeble beam of light forward, but there was nothing in sight except the air shaft stretching endlessly ahead. It would end eventually, Glass knew. She just hoped she wouldn't run out of air before she got there. If she had to die, she wanted it to be in Luke's arms.